Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 through 26. Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder,' and 'Whosoever murders will be in danger of the judgment.' Oh, but I say to you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever says, 'You fool,' shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly while you are on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the officer, and you be thrown into prison. Surely I say unto you, you will by no means get out till you have paid the last penny." So, what's this passage saying to us? Well, first, you know, we're just reminded again that this whole context is with Jesus' Sermon on the Mount is, hey, I want to give you a new heart. Okay, it's not about checking boxes. It's not about being better than the next person. It's not about being religious. It's not about how often we go to church. It's not about all these things that man wants to make it. Jesus says, I'm concerned with the heart. You know how it says, you've heard it said, don't murder? Well, listen, yeah. Yeah, of course. But I'm concerned with the heart. He says, you know, when you're angry with your brother, when you say things like, you empty-headed person, Reka, or you, thou fool, he says, listen, you're in danger of hellfire. He says, therefore, in light of this, here's what you do. Instead of going and giving gifts or your tithes or your time or, you know, going to church, he says, instead of doing that, he says, first, go be reconciled to your brother that has something against you. First, go try to make it right. And then come give. Yeah, of course, go do those things. There's nothing wrong with those things. But if the heart's not right, God says, I take no pleasure in it. And so then he goes on to say, hey, listen, this is just logical. If you have a disagreement with your brother, try to agree with that person as quickly as possible, lest it escalates, and in the end, you pay the price for it. And so, you know, I just love reading this chapter. It's such a great just tune-up. You know, it's such a great opportunity to have a mirror reflection where we're reminded that, hey, it's not about just, again, being religious, but God wants to give us love. He came to lay down his life for others. And if we believe in the gospel message, then it's going to transform our life and we're going to be different than the people around us. We're going to be, as Paul says in a passage, he says, as much as is possible, live at peace with all people. We're going to be pursuing that out of a heart that just loves others and wants to make peace, because Jesus said to us earlier in this passage, blessed are the peacemakers, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And again, it's not hard when we have Jesus flowing through us, right? And we have his love that's shed abroad in our hearts, and we pass it on. All right, now if this episode has encouraged you, I want to offer you can download my podcast on iTunes. It's Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or go to my video blog at beacatalyst.com. Now go out there and have a super ultra awesome, fantastic day as we love on our brother and make things right with others as much as is possible. God bless.